Okay, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch is not present with us tonight, obviously. Her daughter had a surgery earlier in the day, so Mrs. Webble is taking over those duties. So, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble? Present.
Okay, and for the remainder of the meeting and the board meeting, we need to approve her as Treasurer Pro Tempore. So can I have a motion to approve Cindy Webble as Treasurer Pro Tempore?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 3, is there any public participation? Okay. All right, under item 4, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. All right, we'll move on to committee reports. First up is finance. Boy, you're just all over.
I know, I'm a multitasker here, aren't I? We had a meeting on Thursday, December 6th, and some of the things we discussed were the BWC grant, which is a safety and security grant with the possibility of getting up to $40,000, and some of the items that we talked about maybe purchasing if we can get the grant are district cameras and phone systems or walkie-talkies. Interior safety doors for lockdown purposes. It was brought to our attention, maybe we need some concrete posts in front of the eating area here at the middle school because the glass windows are there, and somebody saw a car just kind of like roll toward, you know, it, nothing happened, but it was like it brought up, oh, maybe we need those. So central office entrance, gathering costs for a buzz-in entrance. Side doors at NES, a couple of them do not have a keyed entry, so we need to check on that. And yes, and radios too. We talked about the VW bus grant, and we will be ordering 3 buses this year. One is in stock, so we will be able to receive that within 30 days. Substitute pay rate. We talked about increasing it $5 a day, but we're holding off on that, and you want to talk about that, Mr. Addis?
Yeah, you know, we put something out to our community to try and increase sub-participation, including short-term license, which the district has not done for a little while. Local districts do utilize that. We have not, and there are reasons for that. But we're going to move back to it. But we also think upon graduation in December, you know, we'll have some education majors who graduate. They graduated last Saturday. That we'll be looking for sub work. So we're hoping that we'll start here to try and accumulate some more subs in the district. We are hurting sorely in that area. Every single building, every day, they're looking for spot subs, adding a lot of stress to our principals' lives and probably secretary lives more so than the principals, trying to get all of that done. So, but we're not alone. Other districts are in the same boat.
Okay, we talked about property sale, Grill and Cornerstone, and there was nothing new on that. We're still waiting on some things to come in. Police, we have continued to hire the police officers through the end of the year. We had just done that through the end of the calendar year, but we're going to go do it through the end of the school year. We talked about replaced custodial hours reduced for the levy. We're going to hold off on that for a little while, but we're going to need to address some maintenance issues at the middle school, so we talked about that. Yeah, if there's anything else that you...
No, I can talk about some additional things with operations.
Okay.
They sort of went hand in hand,
yes.
These two groups.
Okay, that's pretty much it.
Policy?
Policy, we haven't met since the last meeting. There really hasn't been anything new from the state to come in and talk about, but we did talk about here recently, just amongst Cindy and Stephanie, about, and Stephanie brought to our attention that our job descriptions for the school district have not been updated in many, many, many years. So we kind of thought that it's probably the policy committee's part of their job is probably to review some of those, maybe update some of the job descriptions we do have. I think maybe Dana's gone through some of them here as they get posted.
Yeah.
But she said that it's, I think Stephanie can't remember the last time we've really gone through and updated. So we're going to start taking a look at those here. A lot of that will probably be done through email, things like that, so we can review them, make suggestions or review talk about them.
I would say, unlike the other groups, there's a chance that the policy committee does not meet every month.
Right.
You know, if nothing comes down from Columbus. But the job descriptions are a very large undertaking. Yeah, and it's something that you can, you can have an outside vendor come in and do it for you, except it's very costly, which is one of the reasons I believe many districts don't go to it. But, you know, at some point a district has to take a look at their job descriptions and the, I think it was actually in our finance committee meeting that we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So we thought maybe for policy.
About it and just kind of thinking about more people's policy. But yeah, like said, we haven't met, so it's just kind of one of those things that we can talk about.
Anything about starting that in January?
Yes.
February?
Depending. January, yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decipher how to go through the list of them in the book. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just a preliminary discussion, but probably a good one.
Okay.
Start.
I think policy is maybe the only committee that still needs some members. Is that?
Yeah. We have no one other than Lewis, myself, Stephanie, and Dana. That's it.
I mean,
okay. Eric, are you going to be on that committee?
Okay.
Yeah. Eric wants to join policy.
You're already in there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Community engagement, Pat?
Community engagement met on the 27th. We discussed and we made some progress with the street pole banners for the high school property. We've got some prices and we're looking for people to step up and say, I'll buy a few banners and have more advertising on. So that's coming along. We discussed a 12-month school calendar and Mr. Dana has done some work on that. Talked about an electronic newsletter, and the day after we had our meeting, I got an email from, I think, the middle school, and they're already using a very, very nice electronic newsletter, as is the elementary school. So they're already doing what we talked about doing at our meeting, and I'd like to continue that as a school district. We're trying to welcome new residents. We got a recent list of new home sales and transfers in Norton, and Paul Howe and I are going to be meeting with some of those people over Christmas break. We would like to make better use of our electronic signs, the one that we own, as well as the Norton sign in the middle of their town, and if nothing else, just get our message out there every day, or as often as possible, every child every day. We need to really continue to stress that as much as possible. We're also looking for fundraising opportunities, people to step up and say, we're here to give a lot of money for some of the projects that we have coming up. And if we do decide to go with a calendar, or if we do decide to continue with a paper newsletter for people who don't use the internet. And that's pretty much it. We set our next meeting for January 22nd at 5:30 in the high school conference room.
Okay. It might be a good idea, I think I mentioned this to Dana, to those newsletters that we're producing, to provide those to new residents as part of, I don't know if you're sending something out, I don't know what the cost would be, but you know, that's just more information about the district, especially the one that Dana just did and emailed out to all the families.
I will add that.
Thought.
Can I make a comment about this, the family engagement? Mm-hmm. I love the discussion of the banners and just where it's gone in the process of getting to something like that, because, you know, and I met with one of our teachers today and we had a good conversation about big picture stuff. You know, what do you want people to say about your program, our school district? And so when you look at big picture stuff, you begin to do these things to eventually get there. And so I'm starting to see this drive onto our high school campus with our slogan and then the various groups of students that, you know, make up our school district. And that process with that group, to me, defines, you know, what the committees have been about in contributing to the big picture stuff. So that's been good. I'm excited for that to move forward. Thank you.
Sure. All right, technology and instruction. We met on the 5th. Seems to be a lot going on always with technology and instruction. Our big focus, you know, especially with the passage of the levy, is trying to figure out what type of career tech and AP classes, at least that was most of our discussion at the last time, that we could add with not an exorbitant or high cost. So, again, we had talked about the animal care program. It seems that we have lost our opportunity with that when our levy did not pass. And it's my understanding that Copley, I think, is picking up the animal care program.
It starts this year, like next fall.
Okay,
yeah,
so
they're starting.
It'll be available to our students, but, you know, Copley students would get first choice for that program. And probably right now, we don't even know what the numbers would be for enrollment, do we?
No, it's too early. We don't do that until February, okay. January, February.
Okay, and then cyber security was another one, and Barberton picked that up. Again, that was those were the top two choices as a result of the survey that we did. So another one that was on the list was a teacher aid program. That is something that we could do as a low cost. It would be a senior only type program, and it is something that we could possibly help train our students for those that would maybe want to come back and get hired at the district to be an aide for a student. So we're looking at that. It's just early stages that we're talking about it. And also with respect to AP, we did just get the test results back, and we're still looking at what AP potential our students have in terms of adding another course with respect to that.
We actually have committed.
Oh, good.
A new course.
Fabulous.
So
I can't read that from here.
AP computer science.
Great.
May I address the board?
Sure.
Ryan spoke to me about a week and a half ago and presented the opportunity to teach either AP Stats or AP Computer Science. The response for the stats, the AP capacity for that was a little lower.
Right.
We have about 60 kids with potential for AP Computer Science. So, of course, the ROI on that, I think, is a little bit bigger. So in talking to several of the teachers and things like that, I'm excited for this challenge. This is going to give me a boost in my career. I look forward to blazing the path for this. So we're very excited in the math department.
Can you give us a broader explanation as to what the course will look like?
There are actually two courses. There's Computer Science A, which is just a computer programming class. You'll learn the language of Java. This is a much broader, it's the principles of computer science, where you're taking a look at how you use technology to solve problems, whether it is writing code, creating an executable program, or using some other type of technology to solve a problem. At least that's what I've kind of gathered by reading some of this. Amy has already reached out with a contact for me and Jackson, and I made contact with a teacher Friday and today, and I understand there's somebody in Hudson.
Someone who helps write the curriculum at the state level teaches this course at Hudson.
Oh, well,
so we have
two
really good contacts for this.
I look forward to it. So I'm glad that we're going to have something else in math department. Eventually, I would hope to also offer AP Stats. I think there is some potential for that, but that's going to require a deeper discussion of what that does to the schedule in the math.
Fantastic. Well, thank you and congratulations.
I thank Ryan for the opportunity. I'm already nervous, but.
We're going to send him to week-long summer training with a whole bunch of other computer science people. And
you can say computer nerd.
I sensed it.
We all sensed it.
So an important part of this process is that you let the numbers do the speaking for you.
Yes.
You know, we had talked about AP chemistry, but of all of the students that took the PSAT, the potential at the high school were 4 students demonstrated potential. And that means an 80% chance of getting a 3 or above. And there were 60 computer science. And we had 2 large areas in history courses that we will still continue to look at. Not for next year, but in the future, AP European History and AP World History. Numbers were good. The psych numbers were great, the AP psych, so we want those students to enroll in that course. And both of the English courses were strong as well. So, you know, this is a part of building. And while we're talking about AP, when something happens, we celebrate it, it's strong. And when it doesn't happen, you try and understand why. So we made the AP honor roll last year. We did not make it this year. And you look at that climb of students who took it. And anytime you deal with that as a school district, the percentage of students who, when you have more students who are reaching out onto that AP branch, your scores are going to go down a little bit. So our percentages went down enough that we didn't qualify. It's very typical. And so the teachers will grow from that, and I'm sure we'll all grow from it and try and get back on that next year.
I'm glad you explained that, because I think it's important for people to understand why we're doing the PSAT. Because we could just add a class that we may have a teacher who wants to teach, but if we don't have students that are going to be successful in it, it's kind of pointless. So this is the second year, and we're doing the PSAT because you suggested it and pushed us to do it, and so it's helping us to evaluate what additional classes we should offer our students. So I would imagine that we're going to evaluate every year when these test scores come out and say, okay, should we continue to teach this class or should we add in this area? So I think it's a great tool, and I'm glad that we have teachers that are able to step up and teach the classes so that we can offer additional classes for our students.
And the letters, if they haven't already been put in the mail, they will be. Mrs. Kalecki printed off the letters for the families of the students who took the PSAT that have the AP potential. So that will be coming home. And then now that we have confirmed that, you know, Rod's going to teach the computer science class, we'll send another set of letters to those students as well. Because on the initial letter that went out, she didn't have the AP computer science principles because we weren't sure we were offering it. So now that we know we're going to offer it, there'll be a second little set of letters that will go, or half a sheet or something that will go to those students that say, hey, here's another class that you might want to consider taking a look at.
Okay, now last year we did a PSAT explanation night, so now we have a new group of students that took the test. Do we have anything? You know, we explained the test results when they came out, or when
Mark
they were
came down for that night.
Oh, about to come out?
I don't think I was there. I think I was sick that night.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have
We hadn't planned on it, but we certainly can. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have as many new students taking it, but we have a whole new freshman class, so.
Well, the PSAT, they took it already. Mm-hmm. So they took it in October.
Right.
So you're saying his explanation was in December, right? Didn't we do that in December?
I think it was just before the test results
That's
were coming
right.
out, because it was explaining, this is what you're going to see, and this is what it means.
Here are the letters.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
So I just...
We'll have to remind ourselves of that. It was a good meeting. We had a good turnout.
Yeah.
And parents had some great questions.
It was a very good meeting, so...
Can't promise December this year.
We can reach out to them.
Yeah. Okay.
Realizing that this is just in its infant stages right now, what potential problems do we see with scheduling? Because the same kids who are taking, who would be interested in this, are taking everything else at high school too. Or we haven't gotten into it.
We really don't know. With 60 kids who have the potential to take
right.
this class, if every single one of those kids took it, there's 2 sections right there. And I already teach experience out of 8, so I'm at my max. So that's going to shift some of my current teaching load to somebody else. And if we continue to add AP courses in the math department, in my opinion, I think we would have to look at extra personnel eventually in order to handle that kind of growth. Because you know, one of the goals that I hope this accomplishes is it keeps more kids here.
You would think out of 60 for them to see this as college credit plus right in their home school with their friends?
I would hope so.
That's part of the goal. You know, that's part of the agenda here. And to answer your question, ultimately what you want is you want kids to have those tough decisions. And you want to get to a point where they say, I can't take it this year and because I have to take this course. That happens. Especially right now with the size of our school, you know, if this program grows, we'll have those decisions. You know, we get some more students in here and requires us to hire some more staff, then we become a little more flexible. Right now, it'll put us in a tight spot, but it's a commitment that you make in order to grow something. And to me, every time we add an AP, we're telling our community our kids are just as smart as anywhere else. This will put us up to 10 AP courses, and that's getting us to a little bit better place.
The other thing that, although we didn't get to it at our meeting, there's some issues facing the middle school, which of course, you know, social, mental health, and well-being that we need to address. They're looking at some different courses being offered there, changing gym or physical education up a little bit with possibly adding a weightlifting class. They're looking at some different options. So hopefully that'll be the focus of our next meeting,
which is January 8th.
Thank you.
At 4 o'clock in the high school conference room. Mrs. Gerber had emailed, you know, per Mr. Simpoli's suggestion, a list of things. Now that we feel we've kind of got the high school in a good place, looking to shift our attention to the elementary, the middle school, the social emotional aspect, college and career ready, different courses, classes for them to take, and possibly exploring the idea of some additional high school courses taught at the middle school for credit. Yeah. So she's done some research and has several things for us to talk about.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add?
I don't think so. Thank you. We covered it.
All right. Thank you. Operations.
Let's do technology.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, Angie.
Okay. We met December 4th, and we took a look at the Future Ready Schools website and how they can put together kind of a tech plan for you. They have a lot of great resources there. Kind of looked at whether or not we could use pieces and parts of it or go full force and implement it. The committee really felt that for this year, with our timeline, it would best suit us to take a look at it and kind of reference some things. But as we move ahead next year, kind of step back and do a real big revision for our five-year plan. We did start putting our goals together, and we are meeting again on January 8th as well to finish our goals and action steps quarterly. We do have another meeting scheduled out after that, just in case we need more time to get that done. So we're progressing and ready to go.
Thank you. All right, operations.
We also met on December. Okay. All right. We met on December 4th right here in the Panther Room. Cindy and Lewis are part of this team, and then myself, Stephanie, and we had a big crowd that day. New administration joining that crew, Travis Dobbins, Denny Oswald, and Keith Fetzer. He's going to become a full-time member, as he should, as facilities director. Kathy Canis, Brian Miller, and Taylor Farley are teachers that demonstrated an interest in the operations committee. So we had a great meeting. Oh, both chiefs were there also, John D'Alessandro and Mike Schultz. So really thorough meeting. We talked about a district-wide facilities audit, which is going to occur on January 3rd. We have a company that's coming in and spending the entire day here looking at our windows, our lights, our heating systems, our boilers, and they're probably going to try and make us an offer that we can't refuse. But it's absolutely free to the district, and you know, the handshake agreement is they just want an opportunity to come in and explore. We use this company a little bit in the district. We use a different company a little bit more. We're happy with both, but this is a great opportunity for us to get this evaluation done. We talked about that. We talked about Bolo sticks, and we know that we've installed the first one. It's officially installed.
Yes.
And process?
Process. Keith Fetzer and I both met at the elementary school on Thursday, and we went through our learning curve, and it took us about 40 minutes to install. And once we have the first one installed, I think that it's going to take between 15 and 20 minutes to install the rest. We're looking for some people to volunteer to help us out. We need some able bodies who are able to get into the buildings over Christmas break. I would like to get as many Bolo sticks installed as possible over that time.
Do you have a date set, or you're just trying to?
Right after Christmas, probably beginning of the 26th.
Okay.
Tool belt required? No.
Suggested, not required.
Okay.
We have a lot of tools in the district. I have a lot of tools myself, and we have enough to handle at least three teams working at the same time.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask, so you said starting the 26th, so does that mean that like you, Keith, and some other people that have already committed are starting like the 26th, going the 27th, 28th? I mean, do you have...
However long it takes to get as many done as possible. And we're not, this is a volunteer crew, so we're going to say we're going to work from 8 in the morning until 6.
Right.
It's show up when you can and work as long as you can.
And what building are you, if people wanted to just start,
that's what
show
I'm asking,
up.
Yeah.
Well, the training will probably be at the elementary school.
Okay.
And that's the 26th?
The 26th,
what time?
Right.
Do you know what time you guys are starting?
Don't yet.
Keith usually starts around 5.
Yeah, I'm older there.
P.M.?
Pat's number.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, seriously.
I mean, we could put it out on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's a good
idea. Once you have that kind of narrowed down.
I'll be able to help out. I just need to know when. I mean.
Okay, well, I'll come up with a time right now. Oops, right here.
Would this be something that our seniors could use for
volunteer service hours?
I don't feel comfortable in saying that right now. No.
Yeah. I think we need some.
Thank you. I mean, it's a good offer, but I think that we need some.
We need people with experience.
Yeah,
we just don't want
experience with a tool and
anybody.
A drill.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I got some Yahoos that.
Yeah, that's what we want, are Yahoo.
Power tools.
On safety equipment. Good call, Rod.
At the school. It's even better.
Yeah, my guess is I have a commitment at 8 o'clock in the morning that day, so I probably won't be available till 10. I'll have to check with Keith to find out if he'll be available maybe at 9 to start the training.
Just let me know. Okay. I have some vacation days. So.
All right, we'll put that out on the Facebook page as soon as I find out. I'll talk to Keith tomorrow.
We think we have four items for our masonry group to work on campus this spring. We're looking at a cement pad at the field house for entrance into the garage door. We're experiencing a little bit of mud there, primarily for our band equipment to go in to that building.
I went and looked at that. I just was driving by. I think we need to just do driveway. Don't we really need to do driveway completely out? Because you have the cement pad there, but then you end up in the mud anyway.
Yeah,
so I was going to say maybe we should look into
a little bit more than that.
Yeah, doing all the way out to the to the
street. Maybe we could
street.
Sell pavers.
Yeah.
No.
All right, did that once. Okay.
We're looking at the car blockades out here in front of the cafeteria. For them, a possible sidewalk at the field house that we've talked about, and maybe it's three items and not four. All right.
There's a sign somewhere.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
We talked about a sign somewhere.
Middle school?
Can't remember what it was.
No,
I don't remember.
When you're talking about blockades,
just passing, we talk about a sign somewhere.
You're talking about parking blocks.
You're not
talking about
wasn't there.
We're talking about what we build out front here to match. Yeah, and Don said that's it's a go. Every one of our school buildings is required to do emergency management tests by the 31st. We're all in. I was informed today that the only building that hasn't done it is central office. So we have to do a fire drill at some point this week. Okay? I think Kelly's going to bring in a air horn. We have no signals over there. All right.
It's not that big an office. Just yell.
Yell at spring fire. And then Cindy talked about some of the other things that we talked about from an operation standpoint. And two big ones for us, two big ones for the administrative team are the cameras in our school buildings right now outside of the high school. The other three buildings, really, we really need to look at a strong camera upgrade because those are a true safety component for our students. I've used them hundreds of times for safety purposes for our students and to catch kids doing things, I'll be honest. But that's part of a safety plan.
Right.
It's that students are not going to get away with things, and those cameras are fantastic. So, and then the other one is radios. We cannot be in a situation where we cannot radio someone else. And Chief Schultz is working with us on this. It looks as if we might work into a radio system that connects us directly to the fire and police department. So if we have an emergency, we just use the radio and we go right to them, which seems ideal to me. All right, that was our operations committee meeting.
One thing, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, which we have that at the high school, right? Right?
The radios?
The direct.
I don't know connection. If he has a CB radio or.
We have those emergency radios with the big orange button.
They do, yes. In the classrooms?
No, down in Ryan's office, he has a radio. I remember being it, down here.
It is a direct connection to.
Punches a button and it's okay. To the police station
okay.
Automatically. But that's just in the office. At the new high school, we have call buttons in our rooms, or emergency call buttons, which automatically connect us to the main office.
Okay.
For emergency purposes.
But you can't do an all school emergency from your room, can you?
From hitting yes. The panic button, I don't think so. We can use our phones as a PA system.
Okay.
We can access
okay.
The entire building, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
And the cameras were also talked about, too, being directly hooked into the police department, too. Right.
Okay. So. Along the same.
I'm just feeling left out back here. I was really on my Christmas list, like a phone that could go through the whole school, a PA system.
Well, like what he was just mentioning that the high school has?
No, I don't know. Is our phone system any different at the new high school?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. It's the part of the brand new building project.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just the phones.
Okay.
It's connected to the separate
system. I thought there was a way we could do it here, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's doable. But we have to purchase.
Yell really loud.
Yeah.
What do you have in your classroom now?
I have a phone, but like I have to dial the extension of what I want to call. So like if I need to call the office, I have to pick up the phone and dial the extension. And, you know, sometimes they're very busy and they can't all answer either. So.
And there's no way for them to know if it's an emergency right. Call or just a, hey.
Looking for a student.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, and at the high okay. School, they can do an all call. But at the middle school, they can't. From their classroom phone. That's the big difference.
Can they call into other classrooms from their phones here?
Yeah, yes. By extension.
But, I mean, like through the PA system.
No, there's no connection that way.
Yeah. High school, you can.
Okay, so that would be something to include in that grant that we're seeking through the
yeah.
BWC.
We feel like one of the two projects, whether or not it's radios or cameras, will take
yeah.
Up the entire funding of the grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're great discussion items because you know, and then the committee prioritizes them. And, you know, then recommendations are made and we talk about it in finance, what's available for us in budget, and then we make our purchases based on what's best for our kids.
And so. I think that's a yearly grant, so we could reapply next year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think.
It is, you can't. We weren't sure of the time frame on it the other day when we at the finance committee.
Yeah. Well, we can't even apply for it until we get some numbers back. From
right. She wasn't sure of the time frame of how often you could. If it was
how often?
Bi-yearly or every Yeah, they're different depending on the grant.
Did you have something you wanted
to ask?
Well,
I was just going to bring up, because Cindy brought it up in finance about extending the hiring of the police through the end of the year, making decisions for next year and what we're going to do. When can we expect, or when are we going to send out the survey? Because we had talked about surveying teachers, parents. I mean, my conversations have all been good. I mean, with parents and the visibility. So I have no reason to believe why we shouldn't have, I'm glad we did. There's no reason not to stop the police presence, but it'd just be curious to see as we examine which direction that we're going to go for next year on our approach with that.
What do you mean, continue to do it or do
continue to do that, or do you talk about, the value of an SR? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
agree.
The survey of the teachers. I mean, I've talked to some teachers, talked to a lot of parents, kids. I mean, I ask the youth kids that I coach all the time. They're like, oh, it's, I feel good. And,
they love it.
I mean, some of the things they say are hilarious, but it's just they know it, I mean, they feel good with police around.
Yeah, we're seeing a little different relationship based on age levels, which is natural.
Yeah.
Our younger kids are, it's hero worship and love them and gather around them. And I think at the high school level, it's another adult in the building.
But it's still very much appreciated.
Yes.
Very much appreciated.
I think
so. I met with my advisory group today, and they're all in. They're a firm believer in having that person there and feel a level of comfort. I know the teachers feel
great. Yeah, I can speak for the teachers. We absolutely appreciate it.
Good.
That's the feedback that I'm getting from my sources. And my students don't say anything negative about it, but they're aware of it. And I think that brings a certain level of security to the building.
Good.
And when I'm teaching and I see that policeman walk past my sidelight window, I'm like, oh, they are here. They're patrolling.
Good.
I was at Eric's building at dismissal one day, and the police officer was putting kids into the car.
Aww.
And I just thought that
nice.
That's the epitome of safety, community relationship, school district, police officer relationship. It was fantastic.
Good. All right. Is there anything else from operations? Okay, superintendent's recommendations?
None at this time.
None? Okay. At this time, can we have a motion to go into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel and discuss the sale purchase of property?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We will now be in an executive session. We are now out of executive session. At this time, can I have a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.